Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let us go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk with Ben Volen, covers the NFL and the New England Patriots for the Boston Globe. As I mentioned at the top of the show today, Boston has a lot going on sports-wise.
They always do.
David Ortiz, Boston Bruins, New England Patriots. I just read today, I think, that Bill Belichick gave the Patriots the entire final week of OTAs off.
Oh, he's getting solved. He's getting solved.
Like, what is that? All right, let me bring on Ben Volen here. Hello, Ben.
I love that you guys go to me always as like your Boston correspondent. I realize everyone's probably sick of talking about Boston all the time and how they win so much. So I feel like I'm like the non-Boston jerk. I can, like, explain what it's like without getting under your skin too much.
Yeah, no, it's exactly why we go to you, because we like you. You used to live down here for a long time. You're not, like, you know, crazy Bostonite. But I'm imagining, and I know you cover the NFL, but I'm imagining, what was the bigger story yesterday? Was it the Bruins, or was it David Ortiz getting shot?
Overnight and into, like, early this morning on talk radio, I think David Ortiz was the bigger story. But I think that's kind of petered out, and the conversation has shifted back to Game 7 because it's been established that David Ortiz, while this is very serious, it looks like he, by all accounts, is going to be okay. You know, they're already talking about transporting him back to the United States for his medical care. But, yeah, this morning, David Ortiz getting shot, and especially the way it went down and, you know, at first it looks like, you know, they're describing it as a robbery, and then all of a sudden the video comes out and it looks pretty clearly like a guy comes right up to him and shoots him in the back, and it looks like it was like that was a hit. That's not just a random type of shooting. So that was a crazy story this morning, and I guess just a never-ending string of crazy stories coming out of Boston.
And he's a local treasure in Boston, right? I mean, everyone loves Big Poppy.
Absolutely. I mean, remember like Dan Marino in the 90s and 2000s, That's Big Poppy up here. He's an icon.
He's actually got a bigger personality than Marino, though.
Huger, way big.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts and Big Poppy. And everyone loves Big Poppy. And, you know, he's the man. Like, Manny Ramirez is kind of a pariah. He did not leave with the best reputation. But everyone loves Big Poppy up here. So this was a pretty surprising. And I guess maybe it wasn't as big as first because it was described as just a robbery and was shot in the leg and didn't seem like a big deal. And now all of a sudden we're seeing that he was shot in the back and they had to remove parts of some of his organs. And this is going to be in intensive care for 24 hours. This is a very serious thing for David Ortiz.
And Ben, people don't know you were down here for a long time. Is it easier covering all these good ass teams? Is it different? Easier? How is it?
It's not easier because Belichick can be so difficult as you, I'm sure are aware of, but writing about them winning can certainly be a lot easier than covering the 8-8 Dolphins every year. And who are we going to get at quarterback again? And oh, we're firing the coach again. And here we go. The offensive line still stinks. Like that stuff gets old real fast. So,
damn, Ben, you were joking. You were joking. That's exactly what we're talking about.
That's what it is. Every 3 years.
There goes Tuesday and Wednesday show. Ben Volen is with us. He covers the NFL, New England Patriots for the Boston Globe. The city, I'm guessing, though, is Bruins crazy right now, huh?
Going nuts. The Bruins, for a lot of the old school fans, the Bruins are really the number one team. And, you know, Bobby Orr back in the 70s. And people go nuts when the Bruins make a deep Stanley Cup run. And it's their first Game 7. And I know for the Stanley Cup, it's the first Game 7 in like 7 or 8 years. And for the Bruins, this is huge. I don't think they've won the Stanley Cup on their home ice since, you know, 70 or 72. So for fans, this is a long time coming. And the Blues have obviously never won the Cup. So either way, this should be a pretty huge night. And I was just poking around on StubHub just for fun to see what the tickets were. And I think right now the get-in price is $1,600 for, you know, the last row of the balcony. And that's before fees. I didn't look at the fees for that one. The most expensive tickets were $40,000 each to sit up along the glass. And then the fees, for two tickets along the glass with the fees, it was $98,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So it's funny. I went most of the way through just on StubHub to see how much the fees would be, and then I obviously clicked out of it. And about 20 minutes later, I got a call from StubHub being like, hey, we saw you. We went through with an order, but it didn't go. Can we do anything to help you with this? And I was like, I appreciate it, but I got to feed my children.
Yeah, you can loan me about $98,000.
Right, yeah.
And then we're good to go. Yeah. Where do I get those? Ben Volen is with us. And then the Patriots, I'm guessing, you know, there seems to be a consistent drumbeat from Vegas and beat writers and national writers that New England will run away with the AFC East. And I feel like Bill Parcells canceling OTAs is part of that arrogance. It's like, yeah, we're good. We've looked at what the AFC East is. We're fine. Everybody go home.
That was a good brain fart. You just said Bill Parcells. I think you meant Bill Belichick.
I did. I meant Bill Belichick.
I wish it was Parcells.
I hate them both.
So they did cancel practice, but they did come in for – they may have had meetings and they had team building today. There's a rumor that they went paintballing. So not quite letting them disperse for the summer, but it's not – it's basically summer camp for a bunch of 22-year-olds, which is what the NFL offseason has become. And look, they knew that Tom Brady wasn't going to be there. They just did their 3-day mini camp last week. OTAs, you know, they've been there for 8 or 9 weeks. You're not going to accomplish too much at this point. And let's be honest, Bill Belichick – he wants to get to Nantucket as well. I don't think anyone really wants to be there. It just goes to show that with these new rules, that the NFL offseason just really, it really isn't anything. The only reason to go is to impress your coaches and to be a brown noser with the coaching staff and learn. I guess it's good for rookies and for new players. You learn how the team operates. But for veteran players, which is, you know, the Patriots are the oldest team in the league, you're not really getting a whole lot out of these practices.
And, Ben, I assume you're going to say no, but I got to ask because I heard that Bill Belichick didn't take advantage of a time he had to practice. That doesn't sound like the guy that interviewed me coming out of Florida. Has he started to lighten up a little bit with all the success, 6 rings? Has he started to lighten up at all?
I think so. I call him Chill Belichick.
Oh.
You know, like when they played the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and maybe he shouldn't have done this, but the Thursday of the game, he's sitting courtside at the T-Wolves game. And that is not something that the old Bill Belichick, you know, it's not like they were grinding away, you know, on film of Super Bowl week. He's sitting courtside with his girlfriend at the T-Wolves game. And he goes to he cancels practice and goes to Nantucket. And he went to at least the first two Triple Crown races this year. I'm not sure if he made it to Belmont last week, but he lets his girlfriend post all the social media. And he's looking all dapper at the Kentucky Derby. And yeah, you've won as many rings as he has. I think he's up to 8 now. You made as much money as he has. And they're still at the top of their game. Like they blew off OTAs last year, and they still won the Super Bowl. So I definitely think he's lightened up. But when it comes to coaching and team building, he still is a man of his principles. And, you know, he still, I think, coaches the players just as hard as they did, 15 years ago in terms of having a standard of excellence. But he's not all football all the time. He's definitely not sleeping on his couch these days.
And does losing Flores, who did call the defense last year, losing McShay, like losing these assistant coaches, does that affect the Patriots in any way?
Losing Brian Flores might, because now they're looking at their third defensive coordinator in 3 years. Matt Patricia left. They had Greg Schiano, and he left now too. And so it's probably Bill Belichick will end up calling some of the defense. They had a whole exodus of coaches. They lost like 5 or 6 position coaches, and some scouts and front office guys. I don't know about Chad O'Shea. He was here for 9 years. I think they loved him in his role. Maybe if Josh McDaniels had left for Indianapolis, maybe O'Shea would have become the offensive coordinator, I think they maybe would have looked outside. He kind of plateaued in his career here in New England, and it's good to see him spreading his wing and getting that opportunity in Miami, but it's probably going to have to come elsewhere from New England. So they have Jerod Mayo back. He's an interesting guy. He's a first-year coach, but Belichick always raves about how smart he was as a player, and I think, you know, him coaching and Dante Hightower and Devin McCourty, veteran players who were Mayo's teammate for several years, I think Mayo is going to help a lot with the defense as well and help replace Brian Flores. So it's certainly a lot of turnover for a team that has had good stability for the last decade plus. But as long as they have Belichick, Brady, Josh McDaniel, Ernie Adams, you know, Nick Caserio, Dante Scarnecchia, they're still going to be, as you said at the top, Hawk, they're going to run away with the AFC East this year.
Well, you talk about Belichick changing a little bit. Has Tom Brady changed? Because as Tom Crowder, you know, he tweeted the Super Bowl rings, and he said his favorite is the next one. I feel, and he's more active on social media, too. He's actually portraying a more fun, I think, personality than he ever has before. Has he changed?
I don't know. He's used that quote throughout his whole career. You know, his favorite one is the next one. He's changed in that he's become such a ridiculous level of superstar that, you know, he can skip OTAs and be the only quarterback in the league to skip them. And it's whatever. Tom Brady has to be in Monaco or has to be in Los Angeles this weekend. Everyone kind of, for the most part, understands that. And, you know, he's playing the balance now with, he's got his kids that he wants to be around and his off-field business opportunities. And his wife wants to be able to travel and do her superstar thing as well. So he's kind of towing the line of all that, and it's a delicate balance. And in the offseason, it means the Patriots don't get his full attention, which in the past, he hated to give up a single rep to anyone. He would never dream of skipping a practice or missing a rep or anything. Now he's much more comfortable in his skin, I think. So if there's any change, I think it's that, just that he's chilled out a little bit.
Ben Volen, he covers the NFL and the Patriots for the Boston Globe. Anything from OTAs across, you know, the entire league? Because, again, you cover the NFL for the Boston Globe. That jumped out at you as interesting or noteworthy from OTAs?
I mean, mostly injury stuff. But to me, I look at what Cam Newton is doing or, frankly, not doing in Carolina, and I wonder if we're all underplaying this. This guy's only 30 years old, and the Panthers kept saying, oh, it's a minor shoulder surgery, it's an arthroscopic surgery, he'll be fine. Here we are, and he's barely thrown a football in 5 months since the season ended. He didn't participate at all in OTAs. The only evidence we have that he can even throw is from a fan who was peering through a fence and took an unauthorized video, which frankly probably would have gotten him shot if he were here in Foxborough. So I think Cam Newton, his injury, the fact that he's not even throwing the football. Look, maybe he's Andrew Luck and he comes back and he starts winging it and everything's fine, but he's taking a beating and they took, who's the kid? Will Greer. They took Will Greer in the third round as well. I wonder if the Panthers are more worried about Cam Newton than they've let on.
And Ben, what's your take on the Jets and what's going on? Is it a dumpster fire that we're all expecting?
Well, you guys know Adam Gase better than I do. I don't think firing Mike McCagan when they did, I don't think that's going to affect the team per se. Frankly, it'll probably help because now hopefully they'll have a GM and a head coach that are on the same page. You know, you guys have seen that with the Dolphins. When you have a holdover GM and a new coaching staff, there's always lots of fighting and bickering and backstabbing. So maybe the Jets got wise and got rid of all that when they fired the previous GM. Is spending all that money on Le'Veon Bell and C.J. Mosley, is that going to turn them around? I guess we can't say no. I probably wouldn't have made those moves in free agency either. But I do like Sam Darnold, and I think they are surrounding him with better weapons. So I think of the three teams that are competing against the Patriots, the Jets probably have the best roster and the best chance going into the season. I just think they're probably going to be a couple years away with Sam Darnold really being able to compete for playoffs.
Who's got, outside of Tom Brady, who's got the best quarterback in the AFC East? Because you've got Darnold, like you said, right? You've got Josh Allen, I guess, in Buffalo. And you've got Fitzpatrick and Rosen in Miami.
Yeah, Fitz in spurts, we've seen him light it up. But overall, Darnold is the best. I like Rosen. I'm willing to give Rosen a chance, and I think he could be some sort of solution here for the Dolphins. I do not like Josh Allen. I think he is a terrible quarterback, cannot throw, always looking to break the pocket and run. I'm really impressed that he can throw the ball 80 yards downfield, but he has zero touch, and I think the Bills will be looking for a new quarterback in 2 years. So I think the Dolphins and the Jets have something. I like Darnold a lot. I think Josh Allen's terrible.
And you've spoken on him before. Just quickly before we let you go here, Brian Flores, is he the solution for the Dolphins at head coach from what you know and have seen of him?
Yeah, I think it's more about Josh Rosen. If Josh Rosen is the solution, then Flores will look like a good coach. And I think he's a good coach. And I think I've said this with you guys before. I thought he did an excellent job last year. Most of the same players that Matt Patricia had the year before that got destroyed, sliced up and down in the Super Bowl by the Eagles. Same team came out and had a Super Bowl record-breaking performance against the Rams and had a very good playoff other than maybe one half against the Chiefs. So I think Flores did a great job last year. He's young. He brings the juice and the energy. He's obviously been around a championship organization. Bill Belichick's coaches obviously have a poor track record, so that's probably working against him. But again, it's going to be all about that quarterback. And if, you know, Jim Caldwell, I think, is such a key piece. If he can really help develop Josh Rosen, then I think, then sure, it'll make everyone else in the building look a lot better.
Who wins the Stanley Cup Finals tonight? Tomorrow night? Is it tomorrow night?
Wednesday night.
I'm going to be a troll. I think the visiting St. Louis Blues are going to come away with the Game 7 win. My hockey analysis is that Game 7s are always like 5-on-5 games. They never call penalties. And the Bruins have been brutal 5-on-5. All their goals have come on the power play, and the Blues have just beaten them up 5-on-5. So I think the Blues, it's low-key one of my favorite things in sports. When the visiting team clinches on the home team's ice and just the awkwardness of them celebrating in front of all the fans that have just lost and are devastated, I get a kick out of that in sports. So I think we're going to see that again on Wednesday night.
All right. Well, what about tonight then? It seems like you have some good in-depth insight here. What about tonight, Golden State and Toronto?
I think the Warriors have folded. I think they're done. Kevin Durant is going to be a shell of himself tonight. And I've got the Raptors going away. It breaks my heart. I was in some pool. If the Warriors had won in five, I was going to win my $500. But all these injuries killed us. But I like the Raptors tonight. Just in the NBA, you can tell, like, you know, these teams, they fold up when it's not looking their way. And that's what the Warriors seem like right now.
The best way to do this stuff is to sound like you know what you're talking about, to sound confident, and he does. So I'll ask you now, where's Kyrie going to end up? I mean, you're sitting there in Boston.
Sounds like the Nets are the place, right? That's all the buzz. He grew up in Jersey. He was probably a big New Jersey Nets fan, probably the only person on the planet who dreams of playing for the Nets. So I think the only reason the Celtics would want to bring him back is to save face because they put so much into this. You know, this was their big plan for several years, accumulating all these picks, and they finally got a team and it just kind of imploded. But I don't get the sense that the fans are going to be too upset to see Kyrie leave. This was as terrible a season as there could have been. And seeing now that the Warriors are hurt and limping in these finals, they could have been wide open for the Celtics if they could have just figured it all out for them. So my guess is the New Jersey Nets.
There you go. The all-knowing Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. I mean, that was we're going to track it, though. Now we're not just letting you off the hook. Like, we're going to track tonight, Wednesday, and then obviously Kyrie, and we'll see what you end up batting.
That's the problem. You know, when you're right 52% of the time, you're wrong 48% of the time.
So true.
I'm betting with him.
Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Thanks, Ben.
All right, boys. Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.